Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Maria Pappas, the county treasurer, is joining us. We got to get right into this, Maria, because we don't have a ton of time. You saw the news. Water Tower Place, the owners say they're tossing the keys at the lender. They don't want to own it anymore. You made a lot of news months ago here on this very station when you said that, you were trying to protect what belongs at Water Tower Place. And I just wonder how you feel today now that we're looking at it and saying it's hard to get anybody to want to house their business there, it seems. How are you?
Look, this isn't about Target. This is about the Magnificent Mile. So let's talk about how unmagnificent it's become. We're talking about the keys to one of the most prominent buildings in the country being turned back over to the lender. And another issue is that directly across the street, which covers at least another quarter of a block, which is also owned by the owners of Water Tower, is a building that used to house iMagnon in its day, but it had Bistro 110, Giardelli, Barnes & Noble, Uniqlo, Columbia, three floors each of those stores. That has sat empty infinitely. And if you go slightly west of there on Pearson, the entire bottom floor of Loyola University, which is retail space, is also unrented, unoccupied. There used to be a magnificent pizza place on the corner there next to Bottega, which is continually robbed, okay, is also empty. So you have to say to yourself, if Nordstrom sold its half interest for $20 million, and if Gap building also there on Michigan Avenue just went under, what is the problem? So now let's say, for example, that Michigan Avenue has cancer. Do you handle the cancer by giving it an aspirin? And the answer is no. So you have to say to yourself, what's wrong? What's wrong that the high-end retailers, or any retailers for that matter, aren't coming to Michigan Avenue? There is an emotion that we all experience in life, and the emotion is fear. And Michigan Avenue has become a fear-based avenue. Why is it fear-based? Pick up the paper. Neiman Marcus now has dogs sniffing for guns. Really? You're living in Texas, and you just read a headline that Neiman Marcus on Michigan Avenue in Chicago has dogs sniffing for guns.
And finding them, by the way.
I live in Water Tower. Just a second. I live in Water Tower. You got to let me talk because I don't have much time. I live in Water Tower. A few months ago, two cars got carjacked while people were unloading to go into the hotel. One right after the other. The guy got the first one. He came back. He took a second one within a half hour. And one of the residents who was unloading groceries had the car taken. Never made the news. But what's happening is that there is a permeated sense of fear. There's a permeated sense of fear on Michigan Avenue about crime, about getting carjacked, about getting mugged, about having something stolen from you. And you say to yourself, how do you handle that? And I told you earlier, I wasn't going to come on today, listening audience, because I'm 8 days off of a total knee replacement. But I did this because I love Anna. And I want to get this message out. So
I think we needed to hear from you. After your comments before, a lot of people might have said called hypocrite, but you're defining it in a very different way. Would you take a Target, though, today? Would you, if they said, you know what, Maria, we'd like to be back in there in Water Tower. We don't want vacant space.
Anna, you're trying to make a headline, and I'm not going to let you do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you do it.
But you don't want to answer
Michigan Avenue has a crime problem, not a Target problem. It has a crime problem, not a Target problem. Target didn't come into Michigan Avenue, not because of Maria Pappas, because they're smart enough not to come in. Here's why. Every day you can take $1,000 worth of stuff and not get prosecuted. So if people come into Water Tower in a store and for 30 days they take $1,000 worth of stuff, that's $30,000 a month. That's $3 million a year, right? You just walk in, there's no consequences for taking $1,000 worth of stuff. Now, you're in business. Your bottom line is that somebody comes in, this big business, and takes $3 million worth of stuff a year off. Are you going to open up on Michigan Avenue when there's a crime problem? So let's go to the root of the crime problem. This is an interoffice memo. You want to make a headline?
Wait,
here it is.
Stand by.
This is an interoffice memo.
Stand by, Maria. I want to hear it. We have to check traffic first. We'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes on the other side.
Skip the traffic.
We got to do it at this time, or my boss will come in here and will tell me to get the traffic. To get to the traffic. So we got to get to the traffic. So stand by. Maria Pappas is going to read part of this memo from a police commander, I believe, about the crime in the downtown area. But first, boy, a couple of your texts here lighting up the text line. Maria Pappas is Cook County Treasurer. Forget Lopez. Maria for mayor. A couple of those. And Maria's right. Fix the crime. Mayor, fix the crime. And then Anna's getting hung up on the target, that's not the only issue here, crime is. And I agree with you. There is a crime problem.
Okay, so let me do this because your listeners need to hear this.
Okay.
This is Maria Pappas, and I'm passionate about this because I've given 40 years of my life to build this city. 40 years, and I'm watching it crumble, and it's effing heartbreaking. So this is a memo. When I talk to you about what's happening on Michigan Avenue, you need to understand that it's crime and it's fear-based living. Fear of going out, fear of getting carjacked, fear of getting shot. This is a memo from the Chicago Police Department. The subject, Chicago Police Department test. On November 2021, a date for the new police test was announced, and 155 people were called to take the written test. Mm-hmm. But only 59 showed up, and of the 59 who showed up, 30 failed the test, leaving 29 in the running to become a Chicago police officer. The latest power test, Anna, that's the physical test, was given. And 400 people were invited to take the power test. But of the 400 people invited, only 46 showed up. And of the 46 who showed up, four out of the 400 passed the power physical test. And finally, the Chicago Police Academy scheduled a new class of 50 people to start training to become Chicago police officers. But on the first day, 20 of the 50 people called showed up for training. Query, do you think Chicago has a problem? So you can't run a city where you're down 3,500 officers. You can't run a city where you're down 3,500 officers. And how do you replenish those officers when I just told you that nobody wants to even apply to become a police officer?
Maria, I don't want to cut you off. That is very interesting and relevant data.
But you're cutting me off.
But
I don't know
have
who
to.
Your editor is.
No, I don't want to cut you off.
Everybody wants to listen to me, and you're cutting me off.
I think people do want to hear what you have to say. And I would invite you to come back on. We've got to get to something else. I told you we were squeezing you in today because there wasn't time, but I wanted to hear what you had to say. And I appreciate you coming on to express it. That's a lot to digest, and I think we need to revisit this. Will you do that
it's
with
heavy
me?
Heavy duty. You've created a fear-based society. Fear of walking down the street. Fear of walking into a store. Fear of getting into a car. And you can't run a major American city when the emotion that people are feeling is fear.
We got to leave it there.
Fear of walking around, fear of coming downtown.
Maria, thank you.
It's got nothing to do with Target. Nothing.
I agree. It is more about the crime. I agree with you. Thank you, Maria.